Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 4th of February, 1916. Sister Olive Hargreaves.
Permission to clear the seaboard, Sister Margaret.
Oh, come in, Sister Hargreaves.
It's dreadful out there. Stormy, blustering weather. I don't think the canopy will withstand winds like these.
Is it keeping the patients dry?
After a fashion, but shingle is being blown in from the beach.
Sit down, will you?
If you could just give the order.
In due course. It's not why I sent for you.
Let me pass on your instruction. I'll be all ears.
I've asked you to sit once, Sister Hargreaves. I shan't again. Is something wrong? How can you ask? You must appreciate how serious this situation is. She was in your charge. She was under your care.
Nurse Kingsley.
Well, who else? I want an explanation.
You know everything I know.
Under your supervision, a nurse had improper relations with a patient and then stole medication.
I was as shocked as you.
I don't suggest you condoned it. The point is that you did not prevent it.
I didn't know about it.
You should have known. It's your job to know. Now we have lost an excellent nurse when we need all the staff we can get through your carelessness.
I take exception to that.
Remember to whom you are speaking, sister.
I didn't see it. I apologize. It was my responsibility and I missed it.
And now I hear you've reduced one of the VADs to tears. This is a VAD hospital. I can't have them badly treated.
I suppose you mean Winwood. Who reported that, I wonder?
I don't like your tone, sister. Anyway, does it matter who reported it?
Winwood is insubordinate and her work sloppy. I believe she conspired with Nurse Kingsley. If she was in tears, she deserved to be.
Dr. Stretfield does not think so. Mm.
Dr. Stretfield has his own reasons for saying so.
Meaning?
They are friends outside the Bevan.
Are you suggesting that there is something improper between them? I cannot believe it of Dr. Stretfield.
I'm not saying that. You're not listening to me. Will nobody ever listen to me?
Sister Hargreaves, are you quite well?
I was wrong about Nurse Kingsley, and I will continue to cover her shifts until she can be replaced. But I am not wrong about Winwood.
Very well. Go and get her. Let us clear this up once and for all.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
I don't understand why Dr. Stretfield is here.
To speak up for Mrs. Winwood.
It's blatant favouritism.
I'm sorry, Sister Mumford. I've no idea why the sister has taken against me, but it has been apparent for some time that I can do nothing right in her eyes.
Mrs. Winwood is not exaggerating.
So what am I to make of all this?
It's what I deal with daily. Gross insubordination.
I have been blamed for Nurse Kingsley's errors. I was asked to cover considerable extra duties by her, and now we know why. I understand the pressure Sister Hargreaves is under, but her disapproval of me has been relentless.
You are a VAD, Winwood. Remember your place.
Thank you.
I am a volunteer. I don't mind what I do for the war effort, and of course, if my efforts fall short, I should be reprimanded. But Sister Hargreaves' treatment of me has felt malicious.
Go back to your ward. Now, Winwood, I will see you later.
Yes, Sister Margaret.
I'm sure a compromise can be found.
I fail to see how. Your championing of that woman is inexplicable to me.
Mrs. Winwood is an exemplary VAD. The patients like her, and so do the staff.
She has fooled you too.
Thank you, Doctor. Leave us, would you?
Come on, Grant.
What am I to do?
Dismiss her.
No. I've already lost Nurse Kingsley. I cannot and will not lose any more staff. Whatever your difficulties with Mrs. Winwood, you will surmount them. Those are my orders. You may go. Oh, and, sister, a number of doctors, as you know, have recommended you for a promotion to a hospital in France.
The change will be good for me. I'm ready to go.
I will not be countersigning the recommendation.
Sister Mumford?
I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're suited to it. I cannot take the risk. Was there something else?
No,
Sister Mumford.
Then get on with your duties. I want the sea ward closed. See to it, will you?
I can't believe you're still using this wall.
We're a dowdy lot, Mr. Poole. Windy enough for you.
It's positively Shakespearean, isn't it?
I'll say. Blow winds and crack your cheeks.
You know, I've always said that was slightly rude.
Don't say that. I'll never be able to take King Lear seriously.
What are you laughing at? There is nothing to laugh at.
It's my fault, I think.
The only thing remotely laughable is the standard of your work.
I say, hang on.
This ward is to be closed temporarily on Sister Mumford's orders. Would all you gentlemen please go indoors immediately?
You'll need some help clearing things.
Orderlies are on their way.
No, we'll all lend a hand. They're mobile amongst us anyway. Hey, Bosco?
Not mine, sir.
We'll have these beds stripped in no time. You make a start over there, Mrs. Winwood.
Lieutenant Lumley, please.
Don't worry, I'm rather enjoying myself. I can see pretty well now, and it's good to feel useful for once.
You're not wrong, sir.
What shall we do about the mattresses?
Oh, they should go inside, too.
I'll start rolling them.
Good man.
Roll them as tight as you can. The strings should be attached.
Don't take instructions from a VAD. I am in charge, gentlemen.
It's all under control, sister.
Watch out, he'll think she's got murder in her eyes.
Bosco.
You'll need your bayonet fixed him out on a shot on her.
What did you say, soldier?
No offence, sister. I'm only right.
Would you speak of your mother or sister in such a manner?
Apologise at once, Bosco. There's no excuse for rudeness to a lady.
Sorry, sister.
Oh, this is all we need!
Come on before these mattresses get soaked. Where should we put them?
In the corridor for now!
Do you want the bed sets in too?
It will take too long. They'll come to no harm.
Oh, oh, watch out, Mrs. Winwood!
I'm sick! Wait, what? It was heavy as my sword. I am silent.
Let me help you.
Leave her!
Sister!
Kindly do not interfere with the running of my ward, Lieutenant.
I don't think she can manage.
Then the useless lump must learn.
Sister!
Can you not perform the simplest task, Winwood, without enlisting men to your support? I will have no more of this. You are a shameless attention-getter.
That's Dr.
Stratton. A disgrace to this hospital.
That's enough, Sister Harkness.
This is none of your business, Lieutenant.
I'm sorry, if Barstow here is to be reprimanded for rudeness to a lady, so must you.
Do tell us.
Mrs. Winwood is a dedicated volunteer. Whatever faults you find with her work, have the decency to discuss it in private and behave in a professional manner in front of your patients. It is you who is a disgrace.
Let's all get indoors, shall we?
Yes, go. All of you, go. Sister,
take her arm, Prince.
Don't touch me. Help her inside. She needs to sit down.
Let go of me.
Yes, sister, you're not quite well.
Keep your hands off me.
Get the contact and get Dr. Stretching.
I'm always... I am perfectly all right.
I really don't think you are.
I have to be. I always have to be. The Commandant relies on me. Everyone relies on me.
Stop her! Someone!
She's heading onto the beach. There's a storm. Sister Hargreave!
Someone! Stop her!
One canvas or calico bag, 6 feet, 4 inches by 3 feet, to be filled with straw at hand. One pillow or pillow bag, 2 blankets, one mattress or one.
Now that is the first bag.
Normal took her away! Olive! Olive! Call for her, Sister Mumford!
Please, Mr.
Hargreave. One enamel washing basin and a piece of soap. 2 towels. One should be large for bathing. One duster.
Olive.
Oh, now you've made me forget. I mustn't lose my place. One knife, fork and spoon. One enamel cup and saucer. 2 enamel plates.
Come in now, eh? Stop this nonsense, Olive. Come back to shore.
Why? So you can lie to me again. Twist me round your little finger. Make me think I'm your friend and that you rely on me.
Please, come in.
Find another fool to manipulate, you pathetic man. One brush for boots. One bicycle lamp or candle lantern.
So good. Let me try. Sister Hartley.
Make him go away, Mr. Poole. Make them all go away.
Of course I will. Go back, Doctor. Just promise you won't go any further out.
What does it matter?
It matters very much to me, Olive. May I call you Olive?
It's my name.
Do I have your promise?
I suppose so.
Go back. Is everything all right?
One.
Please, go inside.
Calico bag, 6 feet, 4 inches by 3 feet. One pillow or pillow bag. 2 blankets. One Macintosh rug.
What's all that?
I mustn't forget anything. One enamel washing basin and a piece of soap. 2 towels, 1 duster.
It's your kit, isn't it? The things the nurse must provide.
I have them all ready to go to France. In a cupboard in my room. One knife, fork and spoon. One enamel cup and saucer.
I find this very comfortable.
They give us cakes to think. I like to think the Lord Jesus made lists.
He didn't need to.
No?
He could do miracles. He wasn't floundering around trying to mend things that can't be mended. Trying not to weep for the boys with no eyes. I have to keep on, Mr. Poole. There's no room for backsliding.
When was the last time you slept the whole night through?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. There's no room for mistakes. We must all do our bit.
You've done yours, Olive. You can stop now.
It doesn't stop. It never stops.
You can. This is the Lord's way of telling you to. Just for a little while. Everyone needs to rest sometimes.
Jesus didn't rest.
I think he did. God thinks, that's for sure. On the seventh day, he rested.
That's true.
So will you come in?
What about the ward?
It's someone else's shift now.
I'll be dismissed. Just a moment, will dismiss me.
No. You'll find a place with a quiet room and a warm bed. You won't have to do a thing. You'll have a nice, long rest.
And then go back on duty.
When you're ready. Please, Olive. This water's cold. You must be cold.
I suppose so.
Take my hand, then. Let's go back to the beach. Let's get you warm.
I've made a terrible mess, Mr. Poole. I don't know how.
It will clean up, Olive. That's the thing about messes. They can always be cleaned up. Are you ready?
Ready.
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.